You're on 2nd Street?
Yes, ma'am.
And how is your house?
It's all right. It's nothing to, you know, nothing like this. I mean, this was tragic. You know, every time I come down through here, I get choked up and teary-eyed. So
you said you were checking on your puppies?
Yeah, there was a little, there's people that lived in that house there that had puppy dogs, and we'd come down through here, and our little dogs, a Dachshund and a Chihuahua, would stop, and they'd bark and talk at each other. So.
So you're checking on the puppies, or are you checking on the people who own the puppies, too?
Yeah, the puppies and the people,
yeah.
To make sure, you know, but I haven't seen anybody around there. I've been there around a couple of times, and I've not seen nobody there, so, but not that
way. Jumping will come back. And
oh, yeah, these people are strong Americans. You know, they'll be here. They'll be here when everything else is done. You know, they'll get it done.
So now, of course, we've got the sound of chainsaws in the background. I mean, I guess the cleanup begins.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a lot of work to do, but I guarantee you everybody will be out there helping doing it. So, well, I have a friend that works up here, I mean, that owns Tentonmore, and my grandson and my friend, he went up and helped him clean up. So, we're going back, I guess, Tuesday when they come back to do and help.
And are you just driving around to try to check on folks?
Yes.
Yes. On what's going on in the town?
Yeah, see what's going on, and, you know, because like I said, my grandsons, they've been out here helping, and whenever somebody that we know or something and needs help, we tell them, and then they go and help them, you know. So he has a truck to help, so.
And what's your husband's name?
That's not my husband.
Oh. What's your boyfriend's name?
His name is Calvin Stanfield. So.
Just a friend of yours, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a friend.
Very good. I'll make sure I get that right.
Because I can't drive or nothing, you know. My health's real bad, so he comes over and gets me and takes me around and, you know.
So you're a community used to leaning on each other and relying on each other already.
Yes, ma'am.
That helps.
Yes, it does. Very much so.
Have you, you know, heard the news of anyone that you know that's been lost or who is missing?
No, just one kid, and he worked for the Pizza Hut, and he got killed.
Penny.
Yeah, well, she's not lost. But Penny.
She died.
No, she lost everything she had.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But and even her vehicle. But the one little, I can't even think of his name now, from Pizza Hut, he drove for Pizza Hut, he got killed in his vehicle delivering pizzas, I guess.